Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chris, I thought about you while I was gone, and something happened that resonates with you that I have to tell our audience about. And I will, coming up a little bit later on. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you guys are having a great start to the week. We're talking about the Falcons guys hitting us up. Guy said, yeah, I like the moves, but listen, you either do or you don't, right? Mike is right. There is some star power with the Jesse Bates signing. You know, we got some buzz the first week of free agency. We had a lot of money to spend, and we still have some money to spend. But at the end of the day, like, all of these moves are not going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they signed. Some of this stuff, even look at last year, some of the moves that were made and guys that helped this team, Mike, Rashawn Evans, he doesn't look like he's going to be back. That's a guy that they signed. He helped the team. It doesn't look like he's going
to
be back.
Yeah, we thought that would be a relatively inexpensive signing for them to do. And, you know, again, they still got some coin to work with. They can still find a way to bolster the left guard position. One guy we really didn't talk about, you know, and the name came up last week, was Elijah Wilkinson, if he's healthy. He was good last year at left guard, so we may continue to sort of spackle the offensive line with a little smaller-term contracts for the time being. McGarrick is back, and, you know, some people can take or leave that, but you know what you're getting there. But I still think you can draft the best athlete available at eight. I think edge rush, you may have to go edge rush, Carl. You still need some edge rush there, and we'll see what they have on their boards, on their whiteboard. But the corners are going to be there, too, as well. And also, trading down is still not an option I would rule out for this team. But well, we've never really done that as a franchise.
Everything's on the table. I'd love to be, you know, in the process of saying, hey, here's where Terry Fontenot is. We just don't know if anybody's going to be willing to make a trade and maybe move. You know, listen, these quarterbacks, again, if you get teams fearful and like, oh, we got to go get our guy, somebody may come to us and we may get additional picks. We'll see how it shakes out. But the free agency part of this, good job. I think we've addressed some needs. We've kept some guys that we need to keep. I think they've done a really good job. Now, does that translate to a division title? Don't know. We're going to have to see. But I do like the fact that we were active. And, Mike, you went in and you had a plan and you bring back, again, McGarry and all these guys. And I just like the way that he handled his business. This is really the first time we've seen Terry Fontenot be in this position. We may not be in this position, you know, for a while as things start to get better for us and we start to pay more players. But, Mike, I love what he's done so far.
Yeah, and again, Onyemata, that's a guy that makes sense because, A, he knows the defensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator helped get it. That's another guy we spoke with last week, and it's a great story, coming from Nigeria to Canada and getting to the NFL and then really getting better at his job. But there's some, like I said, some new pieces. It was never a big superstar-laden, let's be honest, free agency. I mean, Odell Beckham is out there demanding crazy money. Odell Beckham's going to have to work for like less than $10 million this year. No one's going to sign you at age 30, the wrong side of 30, with a bunch of knee operations, right? No. Even the Giants apparently are talking to him. Carl referred to it, Mac Hollins, Raider. He's bounced around the league a little bit. He did have kind of a nice, you know, nice run for the Raiders. Had a couple of catches, a couple of touchdown catches, four for the season. But he'd be wide receiver three You know, and we also got Jonnu Smith, which I think is going to be Carl opening things up for Pitts. The things you can do at tight end now, that's going to be really exciting with Arthur Smith.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it with Jonnu coming over. I think red zone is where he's going to affect the team the most. I mean, it's not you know, up and down the field. You still got to throw the ball vertically. I think in the red zone, now you're just more dangerous with Jonnu Smith. Speaking of the draft, and then we're going to get to the NFL Blitz. There's a lot of evaluation going on right now. And I'm just going to tell you guys. Before I let you hear Michael Lombardi talk about his concerns on drafting Jalen Carter. But there's a lot of evaluation going on right now. What I'm hearing about Nolan Smith, Mike, it's off the charts. And I'm only putting this out there to tell you guys, if Nolan Smith is there at 8 and the Falcons take him, please do not be surprised. His film doesn't lie. Everything he does is with an explosive nature and just murdering. He's killing offensive linemen. And we didn't see a lot of it, Mike, because he was hurt. So you have to go back, and you're looking at all this stuff, and you're saying, well, how good is he? He crushed the combine, but it even goes beyond that. Mike, he's dangerous like every play. And guys are saying, okay, look, if he's there, and we had this argument even when Squid was on the show, if he's there and Carter's there, is it really a tough decision? I want the more versatile guy. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people feel like Onyemata has taken that spot. Like, guys, you can never have enough defensive tackles.
No, I said that I was talking about this on Friday's show. I said, just because you got on your mind, it doesn't mean if Jalen Carter's there at 8, I run up to the board and I tackle whoever the guy is you hand the card to and you go get Quan. You get that guy. Now look at the Eagles. The Eagles had 4 guys, Carl, that could play defensive tackle. 4. That's how you win the Super Bowl.
Yes, please.
That's what the Giants did. How do you think the Giants beat Tom Brady's brains in twice? By rotating all those guys in on defensive line and edge rush. You got to have that. So just because you got Onyemata, you're still going to be in the mix with Jalen Carter. And if Jalen Carter's there at 8, you got to take him. And if he's gone, I love what you're talking about, though. I love it. Nolan Smith, I'd be down with that. And then maybe you get a Micah Parsons. Now, again, I don't want to stretch that comp, but that's what you could look at and say he could be that kind of player.
Yeah, I don't like that either. It's like the kid from Pittsburgh when we talk about him being, you know.
Next Aaron Donald.
Yeah, it's silly. You come into the league and you're not a 9-year all-pro, first team, let's talk. But I do think the versatility is exciting to me with Nolan Smith. I'm just putting
it. But Nolan Smith is not.
Just putting it out there.
On many mock drafts, he is not projected to be worth taking in the top 10.
And that's why the evaluations are going on. Mike, that's going to change. I guarantee you that's going to change. Listen, and all of these teams that are going to say, well, yeah, I mean, we wouldn't draft him. Behind the scenes, they're like, we love this guy. And the other thing they love, guys, is his attitude. They love his attitude and they love his work ethic. And those are hard things. You come into an NFL organization with those things, you're going to be a star. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. So while we're talking about Jalen Carter, let's hear Michael Lombardi talk about why he is concerned about drafting him potentially top 10.
You want this guy to be become your team captain. You, when you pick a player like this in the top 10, you want it to become Richard Seymour. You want it to become a Hall of Fame player. You want to hit, and you want the guy to be the character and the model of your franchise. Work hard. Winning is important, not self-stats, all those things. It's really, and so you've got to dig deep into the character. Most of the time, teams don't make mistake on evaluating the player. They make mistakes on evaluating the character.
Can I tell you guys something else? That's where Nolan gets the nod.
Yeah.
That's where Nolan gets the nod.
Total leadership. We talk about leadership. If you don't know how to quantify it in the NBA, I can quantify it in college football. This guy was a born leader for the Georgia Bulldogs. And look, Kirby talked about it, Carl. He's like another coach on the sideline in those semifinal national championship games.
Doesn't mean you don't draft Carter. I'm just telling you, if that is the option and you're telling me that is the difference, I know Nolan Smith's going to do that coming into my football team. I still think Jalen Carter's got to grow up a little bit. I think he's got to mature a little bit. He's a man-child, Mike. He's a monster on the field. I think he's got to mature a little bit.
I know that Michael Johnson made a lot of folks go, well, on Friday from their new morning show, the morning shift, saying he would not deal with him because you had the off-the-field stuff, whatever. However you want to, you know, quantify that. Like, there's some stuff. You can't just say, he pled out and that's all behind him. No, it's still there. It's still about judgment and maturity. And when does the maturity button go on? And then you talk about Carl was the awful day at Georgia's pro day because of all the stress dealing with knowing he's going to court the next day. And you give him a pass for that or the fact he put on 9 pounds and looked terrible. Because some scouts can say, look, he looked terrible, he put on weight, and he was sluggish.
Stress will do that to you.
But I mean, you go to see this guy. Pro days.
Chris, yeah. Stress will do that to you. I gain weight. You know, I mean, everybody does. When you were you going through all of this, Mike?
I'm just saying, but
it could affect you.
Right. But again, college scouts for the NFL, NFL players, personnel guys, going, I don't care. I'm going to give this guy for top 10 money. I need to know his head screwed on straight. And is he going to be Albert Haynesworth or is he going to be Aaron Donald?
Well, here's my concern. And this is why, again, I'm leaning Nolan. If that is the choice, if I had a choice, you're at the combine. We know what happened there. And within a 2-week period, you put on 10? Are you a guy that's committed to your body and being in shape where I need you to be? Or do I have to be on you about your weight all the time? Is he Tony Siragusa? Rest in peace.
Well, Siragusa played good fat. Albert Haynesworth didn't play good fat.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So, you know, when you're a fat guy and you can play, you can tell the coach to screw off, Mike. If you're a fat guy that doesn't play well and the coach says, I need you to be 20 light, you got to get 20 lighter. I don't know. My point is, guys that are committed to this don't do those things knowing they have a pro day coming up and they need to shine. That's all I'm saying. So if it was whatever it is, I don't know, but does it change my opinion about him? That's the only thing I would be concerned about is, okay, so what happens in the summer?
The off-the-field stuff and the workout at George's pro day aside, 2 months ago, he's the slam dunk number one or number three player. He's the top three guys. His two quarterbacks, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and it's him. And now you go and you fast forward, and now he's fallen out of the top 10. But I will say this. You know exactly what he is as far as his job on the field, whereas Nolan Smith is one where it's not as clearly defined to Chuck Smith's point a few weeks ago.
It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz. The Texans make left tackle Laremy Tunsil. You guys remember Laremy Tunsil, don't you? I mean, listen, there's a searing image in our head about Laremy Tunsil smoking weed in a gas mask, which, I mean, is it that much better?
I guess you're concentrating the delivery system of the smoke.
I don't know. But he becomes the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL, agreeing to a 3-year, $75 million extension. Bottom line, guys, he can play. And that was one of those incidents. What do you call it, Mike? October surprise?
Yeah, one of those October surprise. In this case, April surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dude is still one of the best out there. Orlando Brown, was a lot of talk about him, and he's basically settled for almost 75 cents on the dollar. Some people thought he was going to reset the tackle market. Some guys specifically see him as a right tackle. He winds up with the Bengals this year, but he didn't break the bank.
No, and what's crazy is, you know, I think the Chiefs went the cheaper route, but I think the Bengals helped their offensive line. I do. I think he's a better player. I just do. I know he took – and when we say take less. Thank you, Chris. When we say he took less, I mean, to Mike's point.
Initial perception was $85 million or more.
It wasn't that much less. The deal for Tunsil, by the way, includes $30 million signing bonus, $50 million fully guaranteed, $60 million in total guarantees. Meanwhile, the Cowboys trade for Brandon Cooks. Fifth-round pick, Mike. Now, are you happy with the receivers that we have right now? Would you have been in on this deal for Brandon Cooks?
I mean, Brandon Cooks was his fourth team now. The guy's under 30, and he gets his trades all the time. And the Cowboys, they got some additional picks in this deal. Good for the Dallas Cowboys, and McCarthy's calling the plays. I would have kicked the tires on Brandon Cooks. I mean, he's been pretty productive everywhere he's gone. You know, I mean, you got to be honest. It's hard to get to 1,000 yards when you got four, you know, let's be honest, Davis Mills, and that offense was pretty awful.
Yeah, it was.
Houston.
It was. Turtle, you said what about Cooks? He's had a bunch of concussions?
Yeah, if he gets one more concussion, I think he's done.
Then I'm not interested.
No interest
whatsoever.
You. Yeah. Free agent safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson. The Lions, they've reached an agreement. 1-year deal, $8 million. All right, so we got our safety. We went out, we got the best safety available. But at the end of the day, this is a good move for the Lions. Now the Eagles, you know, you talk about what they're going to do, Mike, shifted their attention to re-signing their corners, Bradberry and Darius Slay. We'll see if that happens. But this is what we know this, guys. The Eagles, as good as they were, they've lost some ammo, right? You can't keep all of these guys.
No, they go. I mean, Fletcher Cox is a guy we thought they might move on from, but Hargrave signs that big deal with the 49ers. So they drafted a bunch of Georgia Bulldogs. They'll get their chance to get out there as well. But Howie Roseman's been pretty shrewd in who's decided to keep and who's decided to move on from.
By the way, while I was gone, did Aaron Rodgers make a decision? Oh, wait, he didn't, huh? He's still not decided?
Well, the story is the Jets are not going to give a first-round pick. They're going to give a second round and a conditional, a couple others, but they're not going to come off a first-round pick, according to the New York Post.
What's their B plan, by the way, if this doesn't happen?
They don't have a plan.
Yes.
Zach Wilson. They got to do this, and that's why some people are saying the Packers will hold on and try to leverage that first-round pick.
Let's hear Leroy Butler talk about the Jets winning 7 or 8 games and that they will not go to the Super Bowl.
So they probably win 7 or 8 games. Just like you won with the Packers. 8 games. 8. And you missed it like the Packers did. And then you have to waffle again if you want to play for 2024. But the Packers now, we're going to win 9 or 10. Because we're all on board. So we're so excited. Thank you, Jets. Shout out to Robert Saleh. Thank you. Thank you. Woody Johnson, thank you.
Okay, that's going to be Jordan Love there, my man. I know Leroy's. Leroy was in the mimosas that morning or what, but he's feeling the pain. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, that's another thing. The Jets, you can't give up a one because he might be one season and done. You are literally history repeating itself to the letter with Brett Favre and the same crap he pulled. Brett just didn't go into the darkness. He just hung out on his tractor. But either way, neither one would give you a straight answer. They were going to play football the next season.
Crazy. NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, is going to join us next. If you're not paying attention to how exciting this team is right now to start the season, you're missing out. It's Dukes and Bell.
We're in the third of four added minutes here in the first half. 1-0 Atlanta United. Ball is spotted square to the post nearest us. It's Almada standing to the left of the ball, and Araújo is to the right of it.
It's inside 35, so it's a little more in range. I think Thiago might want this.
Let's see. Seven-man wall. Whistle by Uncle. Hands on hips for Almada. He's up to it. He does go for goal!
Ooh, goal!
Thiago Almada!
By the way, I got to tell you a quick story. It's Jason George's Carl. I'm at the match. My wife, it was a hard charging day. So Becky's about three vodka sodas into the match. And she lost a lot of weight. So, you know, the body mass isn't great. She's like,
I want to get some nachos.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, well, all right. But like, can we wait till the half's over? We want to beat the line. They're not going to do anything.
And boom.
And that happened.
Boom.
And I told her, I said, you're never going to live this one down. Everybody in my section is going, ah! Jason joins us, Carl. It was magic. It was absolutely amazing. And Jason, this guy's doing this on a regular basis, isn't he?
Almada's just incredible right now. I mean, we have never seen anybody in this city in pro soccer. You want to go all the way back to the Chiefs days. Mm-hmm. Nobody has played at this level right now. It's just incredible.
Why are we having so much success offensively?
Honestly, the goals are fine in the back of the net. You know, I felt like we talked about this a lot last year where the chances were being created. And it comes down to a point of just getting a few to go in. And I know it sounds really simplistic, but that's what it comes down to. You know, like the big difference, the biggest difference on Saturday that was different than previous games is Yorgos Giakoumakis. And what he brought to the table. They were offside. This is going to sound like a weird number, but they were offside seven times in the match on Saturday. That's the most Atlanta United has ever been offside, ever. Six was the mark before. They hadn't hit six since one time since 2018.
Right.
The reason why that's important, a couple of them were really close, but it's stretching the field constantly. You saw Giakoumakis trying to make those runs in behind, trying to time it. That keeps center backs on their toes. That keeps fullbacks on their toes. They stay back a little bit more. That leaves more space in the middle. Last year, that space got clogged for Almada to operate in, for Araújo to cut into, for Wiley to come into. Now, that space is wide open because teams are going to be afraid of Giakoumakis getting that split-second decision right and getting in behind and scoring a goal like he did.
It's just been fantastic, Jason, as we said. It just feels like the magic is back. AJC says hadn't scored a total of 8 goals in consecutive games since 2017, which goes back to, as we all refer to, the heyday, Jason. Jason Longshore with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You mentioned the passes. I said it to Carl earlier in the show. For lack of a better word, the big looping pass across the field on target, and it just seems like it's you're really setting the tempo, and the defense is scrambling and reacting.
Yeah, this team right now, they're healthy. I mean, you want another difference, like that's it. You've had a similar lineup. You know, you've been able to make some changes that you want to make, bringing Giakoumakis into the team. You did lose Osechu to an injury. Amar Sadich has slotted right in. You were able to have a preseason where you could build. And if you go back to last year, the one mark in the year where I thought they played at a level similar to this was late in the year where they had the same lineup for 3 games in a row, which that was the only time it happened. Now, with the additional pieces, it's really hitting another level. And look, I think you do have to talk about the return of Brad Kazan and Miles Robinson and what they bring to the table, because what that allows you to do, the defense is so much more secure. That allows the attacking group to be even more free in how they play, but also it allows them to press at a really, really good level. You know, for a team that is built on having the ball, generally, you know, your best pressing teams are going to be those Philadelphias, those Red Bulls, St. Louis, that are – everything's based on the press. That's how they create chances. Atlanta creates chances with the great work on the ball, like you were saying, Mike. But Atlanta defensively, in terms of pressing, they're the best team in the league right now. They're not giving teams an opportunity to connect passes. So you're forcing turnovers and you're getting the ball back. It's suffocating to opponents at the moment. And you just have to keep it rolling.
It's easy to say right now through our matches and what we've seen around MLS that, you know, he's the best player. Amada's the best player in MLS, right? It's easy to say that. Who do you compare him to, like, around the league? When we say that, and we're now disputing this with other people, hey, have you seen this kid play? He's 21. He's the best player in MLS right now. Who are the comps?
There's not a lot in the league, because when you get to that combination of age, potential, which factors into it when you're talking about Thiago Almada and what he's going to be, which is going to be even better than he is now. He's still so young. There's really not a lot. Lucas De La Rayon is one for Columbus. He's not going to be there this week either. He's called up for national team duty with Armenia. There's not a lot of great number 10s like that. And Almada is a player who, you know, we talked about it on a podcast last week at Off the Woodwork with Kevin Egan, where, you know, you'd love to have Almada not have to drop as deep at times as he does in this team. That's what separates him from the best in the league. There's not a 10 in this league who can drop, receive the ball like he did in Charlotte on the third goal, and start the break from that deep. Almada at times can be in a position where a six, a defensive central midfielder would be, pick the ball up, get you out of trouble, make a pass, then get into the middle third, play like an eight, a box-to-box midfielder would, connecting the dots, keeping it moving, getting it out wide. Then he can show up in the final third like he did for the fifth goal and score. He can play every position in the central midfield, and there's just not anybody else in this league that can do that. He's a special one. He just really is, and, man, we're lucky to have him here in Atlanta right now.
And that's the next question, Jason. Everybody was asking me in Section 209 on Saturday is, are we going to lose him in the summer, the trade window, or are we going to get at least one, I guess he came in last year, but one full season out of him this year? Or is he going to be like Miggy on his way to Europe?
There's no way to know. I mean, the timing, there's so many things that are external to even try to guess. He will be in Europe at some point, and it won't be all that far off. He will be at, and it's no offense to Newcastle, but when they came in to buy Miguel Almiron, they weren't the Newcastle that they are now. Actually, if Newcastle United came in to go after Thiago Almada, it would make a lot of sense for where they're going, and that'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Right.
But it's a situation where he will go to a top club, not an on-the-way-up club, a top club that is spending to be a top club. He's on another level. So it's down to what those clubs need, how much they want to spend. I don't know where the price starts when it comes to Thiago Almada. Throw numbers around, we can all guess. It doesn't really mean anything. It's going to be down to the right fit for him, because, look, he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, he's already in Argentina's national team.
Right.
You know, this isn't a guy who we've seen in other situations like this in MLS, somebody who is feeling like maybe they have to go to Europe to get into the national team. You know, Almada's got a World Cup winner's medal. He could stay here if the deal isn't right in the summer. The deal will be right sooner rather than later. I just don't know what the timing will be. There's so many things that will determine it. And the biggest one is you're going to have to start looking at what your Chelsea's, Real Madrid's, Barcelona's, Milan, Napoli, you know, the best of the best. You're going to have to start looking at what they might need, and would they be interested in a World Cup winner who will possibly be the first half MVP in MLS?
Well, how are we going to keep this going Saturday at Columbus? We're without a bunch of guys, right? Call-ups, Almada, Robinson, Giakoumakis, Etienne, all these guys are playing. How do we fare against Columbus with all those guys out?
It's a guessing game because you're going to have a different lineup than we've seen. Columbus has issues, too. They're missing their goalkeeper. They're missing their veteran center back. They're missing Lucas De La Ryan, who I mentioned, their number 10. Possibly mentioned they're missing their forward, Cucho Hernandez, who missed the last game with a knee injury. Don't know what his status will be yet. So both teams are going to be in the same boat. You have to go back to what we were talking about, the defensive side of the ball. And I think it's got to be a full commitment from all 11, which it has been every game so far. But you're going to have to defend all over the field. Force those turnovers because Columbus is his first year under Wilfred Nancy, their new manager, one of the best coaches in the league. He's trying to implement a playing style. So he's very rigid right now in terms of building out of the back and connecting the dots, building out of the back. Even if teams are pressing them, as they faced the Red Bulls last week, they're going to try to build out of the back, and they're very good at it. But that pressure can create opportunities for Atlanta United, and I think you're looking at Caleb Wiley and Luis Araujo as the key focal points here, and both have been very good as of late. Both have scored goals in the last two. Both have had assists. Those are the two you're looking for. Miguel Berry's got to put in that hard work up top, open up space. And the biggest question is who's going to be the 10, the role that Almada would typically play in the midfield. Is it going to be in a Johnny Fortune? Is it going to be in a Mar Sadich? Do you think outside the box and move somebody else into that position? It's a big week for Gonzalo Pineda at the training ground to figure these things out.
Well, it was fun, man. Other than that one sloppy goal, I thought Brad looked, I don't know, that was just ugly. But, hey, 5-1, baby. Yeah. And they're scoring goals. And now, hopefully, as you said, even despite those losses Carl mentioned with the personnel, keep it trucking. Jason, great call with Mike. I really want Mike on next Yorgos goal to go, he is Yorgos.
It's coming. It's coming.
I might have to steal that.
Yeah, it's coming. Roll Jason, it. Great job, man. We appreciate you joining us, brother.
Thanks, y'all.
All right. Next match, Saturday.
Boom, Giakoumakis!
At Columbus. And it's just going to be a challenging match because, again, all these guys have been called up for their national teams. It's just something that happens in soccer if you're not familiar with it. But doesn't mean that you can't go and get a dub on the road. We will see what happens. I am excited from what I've seen so far. I just hope they can build on it. But, Mike, talent rules. This is what we talk about. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about with the Falcons. We can do all this stuff. Give me the most talented players, and let's go to work. When you have guys like this that can score, you're going to be in position to win a lot of matches.
But that was the thing. Talking to the fans that I was sitting around on Saturday is this guy is so good, Thiago Almada, is, you know, knowing that the business model, at least under Darren Eales, was to develop the talent and make big money moving him on to Europe. But this is why, you know, you love it and you hate it because he's so exciting, so dynamic, but you know you have a shelf life with this guy.
Is Garth going to be that same model?
I mean, maybe Garth says you got to make me an offer I can't refuse.
Yeah.
You know, and let's hope that's the case.
Garth Lagerwey, the new president for Atlanta United. Hey, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man with our man Turtle coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
just when you thought you were out, they pull you back in. Well, it's never been that way, I think, for Rick Pitino, but he is going to become the new head coach of St. John's. Listen, say what you want. Dude wins.
Yep.
He's taken three separate programs to the Final Four, and Mike, if he takes St. John's there over the next 5 or 6 years, that's the contract he's getting. We already know Rick Pitino is one of the all-time great college coaches.
And St. John's has pretty much been irrelevant, with a few exceptions since Lou Carnesecca stepped down. Even Chris Mullin couldn't get things going.
That's
and
right.
It's just been a disaster. So see what Rick can do. He don't get to wear the silk suits anymore. He's one of those guys I miss seeing in the suit on the sideline. Anyway, speaking of a sharp-dressed man, the man who's making Carl sweatshirts and shorts the style for 2023, it is Turtle.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Very nice. Very nice, my friend.
Isn't that nice?
We say, hey, man, go get our beer. Yes, we have a beer. And we have two versions, as a matter of fact. The OG 5% blonde alcohol 5%. It's great. The original and also the watermelon lime. If you had one over the weekend, we appreciate you. And thanks for all the pictures. Always send us pictures, man, when you guys are drinking the Hey Man. We retweet and repost all that stuff on Instagram and Facebook as well. All right, Turtle, what is going on today, man? How are you doing?
What's up, boys? So we mentioned this earlier. John Collins, with a bit of a head scratcher, after the win against Golden State on Friday night, he decided to address the crowd. And I'm not really sure why he chose this moment to deliver this message. So, yeah, man, no man, are you about this?
Hold on. ATL, I got to hold y'all accountable, man. Another team coming in this building. Y'all should never be out cheering by the other team. Feel me? ATL, stand up, man. Real, real, real time. Like, stop playing, bro. Everybody
get mad out here. Yeah. Yeah.
It needed to be said.
Now go put on your LeBron jersey and your Yankee hat, you phonies. I've never seen anybody freaking idiots wearing Warriors gear. You couldn't give Warriors gear away 10 years ago.
It's true. It's true. The only reason Craig, and you've now since met Craig, who used to work with us, he's from Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually a Golden State Warriors fan when they were bums, and nobody was supporting him. So you're right. Am I with this? Yes. I'm with this. Let's make this a home. And here's the hard part, right? Most people that come here are from somewhere else, and they bring their home teams with them. I get it. But when you go to these games, and if you're raising your kids to be Hawks fans or Falcon fans or Braves fans, and you've been here now two generations, I get it. We're not the 5- and 6-generation, you know, situation that Boston or Philly or some of these teams Chicago has. But the fact is, Mike, when you go to these games, it should feel like a home game for all of our teams. Mike and I talk about this all the time with the Falcons, and now – their part is they've got to give us a better product on the field.
Right.
I get that. They're trying. But we shouldn't go to a Falcon game and feel like, damn, Mike says we got to deal with these Eagle fans. Or, damn, right, we got to deal with the Bears fans. I'm with John Collins 100%,
and
man.
That's why, again, I know when you were off in the Lamar Jackson thing, kind of, you obviously saw that the Falcons are sticking with Desmond Ridder for now. But it was kind of – that's why we talked about if you brought Lamar in here, you'd have an unbelievable atmosphere. And now, unfortunately, those guys aren't Falcon fans. They were Falcon fans. They were Vic fans. They drift in, drift out. But at least you'd have a packed home crowd, to John Collins' point.
Now, question. If the Hawks were 42-22
–
would this be a different story?
Yes, it would be. It would be. And this is the problem. When you have a team that has high expectations, remember at the start of the season what the expectations were, right? We were going to be a top four team in the East. And you don't live up to that, this is what happens. You get fans in the building, you know, from other teams that, and whether they live here or not, but the fact is you're going to be outnumbered because you're not living up to the expectations. So I totally agree with you, Chris. If our record was better, if we were a top six team, not even top four, you'd feel a lot better about it. And even though it was a big win and Trey with the steal, and you know, people call him two-way Trey. Who started his two-way Trey thing? Trey hadn't played that much defense. Stop it.
I'm going to say his dad.
Okay. Either way, I agree that would be the case. Yeah, man, no doubt if we had a better record. Can you imagine if we were 1 or 2 seed, what it would be?
Right.
You wouldn't be seeing that. So, yes, it matters.
Okay. So, far and wide takes have been had, and I've been searching. And I found it. I found the worst take of all time.
Uh-oh.
And it's by a very big-name media personality. This person does not need to do this. I don't typically think of this person as doing this. But he did it. And that person is Colin Cowherd. He has the worst take of all time. Just take a listen.
So he tried baseball. He failed. He tried ownership. He was awful. He tried the Wizards. it bombed. Everybody understand that take out Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson, this whole Michael Jordan mythology is sort of just that. He's arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. Michael was always a bit of a selfish player. He's a bit of a selfish guy, and he's not great at building community. He's great at building wealth for Michael Jordan. That's fine. It's not a criticism. It's a reality of who Michael is.
He's also given more to charity than any other basketball player alive. You know, but again, yeah, that's just there. That's Collins' narrative. But, like, he is a terrible owner. There's a Yahoo Sports article that got into all of the bad trades and all the bad general manager hires. And you mentioned to me off the air that Kenny Atkinson didn't want him to go to Carolina.
No, he turned the job down. Yeah. Okay, so
but, Chris. But Collins taken to the extreme.
Okay, so wait. Chris, what do you disagree with? His first take is what? That he was a bit, Mike's point, bad owner. Check mark.
Okay, it's one specific line in there.
What?
Where he says if he didn't have Scottie Pippen
and Phil,
he would not be who he is.
He didn't win any of those chips without Pippen.
Carl.
He didn't win any of those chips without
Skip.
Phil.
Yeah. Skip.
Skip. Now hold on.
You guys know it. He didn't win any without those
but
guys.
Had they not drafted Pippen, they would have drafted another guy who would have been
on.
Another.
Oh,
again.
Come on, there's, Mike.
Another
That's
player
ridiculous.
Would have come on. They would have punched in
of
another
course.
Player at
yes.
some point.
Of course they would.
Or maybe they would.
If he had Joe Dumars instead of Scottie Pippen,
they don't win those. No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Dumars was not Pippen.
Ugh.
No.
Pippen was a great defender. But
Pippen
was a
top 50 all-time player.
But again, Clyde Drexler, the old argument was if you put Clyde Drexler in Chicago and you got Clyde Drexler's not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has the killer instinct. Yeah, he's not a great teammate because he does demand excellence.
Okay, so that's another one. Check. Yeah. He wasn't. I'm fine with that.
Hold on, but you're a LeBron guy, so you're always going to put anything
no,
that puts
no,
Michael
no, no,
down
no,
and puts
no,
LeBron up,
no.
That's generally how it works.
Here's always been my thing with Michael Jordan. It's Dukes and Baylor Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, man, no, man. Coming up, we're going to talk about the latest of what's going on around college football and specifically what's going on with the Dogs, and we'll get to our Falcon report coming up. Mac Hollins is a guy we've signed for 1 year. A lot of people talking about our wide receiving core. That's coming up at 5. My thing with Jordan is right time, right place. If you don't have the Air Jordan campaign, Michael Jordan is not Michael Jordan, okay? Now, some people say, well, that could have happened to anybody. We've watched this show, what is it, Mike, on HBO about Magic Johnson. Right. If Magic Johnson takes the shoe deal that he could have possibly taken, he could have had this amazing campaign outside of just being Magic in the Lakers. The point is, that advertising campaign, and this is where I do agree with what Colin's saying, no one can ever say anything bad about Mike because, well, it's Mike. We're not talking about the championships. He's talking about all these other elements. The advertising aspect of what Michael Jordan helped create, and Nike and Phil Knight helped create this facade that no one else has ever been able to get to.
I wouldn't call it a facade. He's a trailblazer.
It is a facade.
Right. How is it a facade? He delivered the goods. He brought home everything he ever – he never lost a championship.
The facade is, Mike, that he's not fallible.
They're human
That's
beings.
The facade.
Yes, now, there's human beings, and we live in a world now where everybody's dissected thanks to social media, and you cannot have a mystique that Michael had because everyone's underneath your fingernails. And we do know that Michael's far from perfect.
And that's the facade. That's my point.
But it's not a facade. The man was a killer. He had a killer instinct that this generation doesn't possess.
Well, I'm going to say that. That's ridiculous.
No, that's part of the narrative that came out, I think, from some people who didn't connect with the documentary was, wow, he was really mean. Yeah, because he had a killer. Kobe. Kobe is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is Kobe. That's the same person. They have a killer instinct.
Yeah,
they work on another level than the average guy, the average NBA star.
But when you say this generation, that, you're talking about Kobe. That Kobe's not 30 years removed.
But Kobe is that. But there's a generation after Kobe we're into now. Like,
yes.
It's just soft mental.
Well,
they're just softer guys.
We're going to find out. I mean, if somebody's able, if Luka runs off or Trey, or Trey runs off 5 or 6 championships, then we can have that conversation.
Everybody, Oscar Robertson had to have help. You know, Wilt Chamberlain, everyone. The Celtics were a team. There were 6 teams when Bill Russell dominated the NBA. So, I mean, again, it's a moving target, but everybody has to have a Pippen. Okay, but I mean, the idea that somehow he would be Clyde Drexler without Pippen, that somehow he would not have found another way to get
if
the
MJ had like
that.
A Derek Fisher next to him, he'd still win.
No, stop it.
Yeah, I agree with Chris.
you guys are nuts. There's no way he wins. Yeah. Pippen changed the way the Bulls played, period. And that, with that discussion,
so Barkley beats him in that finals, Malone, Stockton beats him.
I will tell you this. I don't know if they win their first championship against the Lakers if Pippen's not able to guard Magic.
No, Pippen, again, Carl, I'm just telling you, Colin Coward's going to tell me that Michael Jordan without Scottie Pippen, none of this ever occurs. That's nonsense. He was already a household name before he got there. Now, as far as the championships
matter.
We can debate that.
Yes, because that's what it's all about. What he's saying is he doesn't win those without Pippen or Phil being
there.
Yeah,
but he also doesn't win without Horace Grant. He also doesn't win with all the role players. Every team's got to have pieces. LeBron, look, even when LeBron went back to Cleveland, he had pieces. Okay, and Kyrie Irving, yeah. You've got to have guys.
Well, I'll say this.
Steve Kerr had big shots in the finals.
Well, exactly. That's my point. But,
B.J. Armstrong.
But they're not Pippen. I mean, they're not all-time right. 50 great. Here's the last thing.
He also
thing.
Had Dennis Rodman. You say you didn't have Dennis Rodman. He doesn't win the last three championships?
Of course he doesn't. Of course he doesn't. Michael recruited Dennis Rodman. Mm-hmm. Because he knew what he could do.
So you tell me.
They don't win three more straight.
You found another rebounder, not as skilled.
No.
But come on, guess he still does. Hey, I'll disagree with you on that one.
No. He wanted Rodman, not only because he knew what he was getting, but he needed that element, Mike. That's the brilliance of Mike.
Yeah,
Mike is like, hey, I know what I need. You go get these guys. We're going to win.
Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player to ever dress out. And anything Colin Coward says for shock value, you want to say he's a bad owner? Fine.
That wasn't shock value. That was honest. That's right.
Colin Coward.
He's
shock
right about
value.
That. There's nothing wrong yeah, about what he said, yeah, Chris. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was a bad baseball player and
he was
a terrible owner.
Check.
Yeah, but everything else he's pretty good at.
Check.
Including giving over $100 million to charity, which when somebody else in this league steps up and does that, I'll say, I'll shake his hand and say,
nobody's talking about the charity. He's talking about the accomplishment. And how no one can ever say
he also said
he
that Michael
never
he
does
also said,
anything
no,
wrong.
He also said that Michael only cares about making money for Michael.
Okay, oh, that's true.
And in the process of that,
that's
he's more
too.
Altruistic than any other professional athlete in the history of American sports.
Listen, he has made more money.
And he's also given more money than any other athlete in American sports.
In one instance.
No, there's more than what, simply
name
than Michael. I'll look it up and I'll give it to you right now.
Because that's not true. The Make-A-Wish Foundation thing was great.
And that's just one of the things.
I'm not going to dispute that. But Mike hasn't done this his entire life. Give me a break. You act like he's just handing out money to charities
right,
and going,
right.
Hey, I want to make sure I'm helping these guys.
We'll come
that
back.
Got a lot of attention because of the money that was involved.
I just read the Yahoo Sports article. I'll find it. I'll give you the list of things he's done.
I'm going to go check on Colin Cowherd.
Okay. All right. We'll end this here. 31,
you're a LeBron
35.
Guy. You can't be rational about this.
It has nothing to do with that. Mike, I covered Michael Jordan.
But
it means nothing to me.
But it always
the
comes.
The fact is, you can't say
like
anything bad about Michael Jordan.
You don't hold the reverence for Michael Jordan, obviously, that other people like I
no,
do.
That's
so
silly.
That you agree with that?
Mike, I saw him play. Of course I hold the reverence of what he meant and who he was. That's a silly statement. The fact of the matter is, though, because most people have him on such a plateau, you say anything like what Colin Cowherd says, and to Chris's point, people go crazy. That's not right. He's not infallible. He has done a lot of things that you can say, hey, he's not good at this. That's okay. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we'll finish with this. 31, 36, 41, 28, 32, and 34.
What's that?
Points per game in the finals for Michael Jordan. All right, yeah, man, no man. Post-Squid Billy era is going to be fun. We
it
can
is.
Tell about that.
6-0.
Oh, here you guys go.
All right.
6-0.
We got to go. Turtle hit the music.
I'm glad you're still using that, by the way. Hey, coming up, guy says, Chris says, is it cold in the studio? No, it's cold outside this morning, Chris, when I went outside. I had my Scully on. I had my pullover. So he's like, man, you guys are bundled up. It was cold. I mean, I came back
chilly.
From out of town. It's 28 when
but
I got off the plane.
You're bringing the hot takes now, though.
I was like, come on. Well, I've always brought the hot takes. I don't know where you've been. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.